Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul's Last Journey is the name of my series, where in this story, Paul is arriving in Jerusalem, the center of the Jewish people. The church started in Jerusalem, and Paul is well known to the people in the church and at the Jewish temple. Step into my story and find out how Paul is received in Jerusalem. Paul was greeted with open arms by James, one of the elders of the church in Jerusalem. He arranged for Paul to speak with the church elders and share with them the things that God had done through Paul's ministry. But James cautioned him because here in Jerusalem, the church members, being Jews, still observed all aspects of the law of Moses. Many were not happy with Paul that he had taught there was no need to follow the law of Moses for salvation. So they requested that he go to the temple and ritually purify himself so not to offend the church in Jerusalem. Paul was waiting for the ritual of purification to be completed, while Jews from Asia recognized him and cried out, "Men from Israel, come to our aid! This man preaches everywhere against our people, and that the law is not to be followed. He is defiling this holy place." Oh, the crowd seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple. After that, things got out of control. The Roman commander had to be brought in and bring a squad of soldiers to the temple, and they grabbed Paul to restore order. It was so bad that the soldiers had to carry Paul over their heads back to their barracks where they were going to hide him. Paul spoke to the commander if he could please address the crowd. The commander was quite surprised that he spoke both Greek and Hebrew because he thought Paul was a renegade Egyptian who they were searching for. This gave Paul an excellent stage to share the gospel message. It also put him on the road to be brought before kings in the region on trial for charges brought by the Jewish leaders at the temple. It does not look good for Paul. A prophet had taken Paul's belt and bound his hands and feet, telling him that if he went to Jerusalem, that he would be bound and delivered to the leaders of the Gentiles. That's the non-Jews. It looks as if he's starting down that road. At the moment, he's held by Roman soldiers. And what will they do with him next? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.